The Yochanan shows the big of Hikam Mechitis Gnuris. The individual has spent Shabbos in an area that does not have Mechitis, and he surrounds himself with weak Mechitis. Class Mechitis is like a board. You have Mechitis that's a one directional Mechitis, which means it's made out of poles which are 3 tefachim away from it or another. There's nothing going in the horizontal direction. Or Ergoloshti, the other way around. You have strings, one on top of the other, but there's nothing going in the vertical direction. Those consider weak Mechitis. That happened, that helps on the outside side, on the top of the kulam, the sign, the top of the awa. This type of mechitza helps only up to so sayin. Like we learned before, it wasn't, the ear wasn't surrounded for one purposes, it also doesn't help. There's another reason why the mechitza won't help, because the weak mechitza is not a full-fledged mechitza. There's one thing that says, even this oimi ruba la poritz, that it's not fully sealed off, it's just majority sealed off, it's also considered weak mechitza, but nicer. Most of the poskim hold not like that. Since you have a oimid in one place, it's solid mechitza, even though there are breaches in it, that's good for whatever size you want. Yeah. Rus says that since this was surrounded for dwelling purposes, just it's a weak mechitza, is different than a place that was not surrounded for dwelling purposes. And therefore you cannot carry it from this type of canvas to another type of canvas. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, l'chein adin. In Mishnayim, there's two people. Also, over here, we only give them a sum total of base aside. More than that, they cannot carry more than 4 tefachim. They make Shloshu Yisrael. If they're 3 Jews, Chashuvim Kishayor, then they're considered like a whole encampment of people. Once we have 3 people, even though you have these weak mechitzes, only vertical poles or horizontal, still you can carry them in an enclosed area, no matter how big it is. But can only put it around the areas they need for their use. So the show is assigned upon him, she's speaking with Tashmish. So they had a lot of items that they had to put on the floor, that area doesn't count. But if the areas that are vacant space do count, and if you have more than base assigned a vacant space, you know, the 3 people were there, it'll still be a problem. On the initial base assigned upon him, if you have 2 shasayim that are not being used for anything else, and even though you have 3 people there, once you have that, the thing is considered like a kamalus. Now here, it's mashma that even if it was only based on sign, until now we learned the problem is only when it's used in the base of sign. So that's a chiddush over here, that since it's based on sign, it's a chosh of amount, that's enough to render the entire place a kamalus, since it's based on sign, it's not being used for anything. This is only when they surrounded more than the area of Sosayim for each one of them, which is 6 Sosayim. So same thing for this over here. If you have 1 or 2 people, they only get base Sosayim. Once you have 3 people, then each one gets base Sosayim, you have up to 6 Sosayim. You can even make it more than 6, provided that the area that's more than 6 is being used. And you don't have a base assigned that is not being used. Once you get the more than base assigned, you have to be using the entire area. And if your base assigned is not being used, then the whole thing is considered kamalus. Says Ramav, and Yudim established a yoran, Vishom and Tuva didn't caught in it's that. We're counting these 3 people. A goy does not count. A cotton is a discussion whether cotton counts. It's a discussion also that a woman, she counts. Even the relatives of the 2 adult males, they count as 2 people. Okay, so there is Oyin Shloisha, the 3 of them, the Gifuko and Tzolkon, and they second and the Shabbos. So they had the right to make a heck of whatever they needed, since they're 3 people, but one of them died. Utar Mechola Shabbos, Kimishin Ifas Shabbos, and Hetzah. Since they started Shabbos, the ear was considered just the other, didn't change his status in the middle, since the Mechisa didn't fall down, just one of the people that was living there went to another world. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says it's the only permitted for that Shabbos, because it was looked in the beginning of Shabbos. For next Shabbos, it's also. Siv Gimel, Yishpoish, Vikiv, Kolev, Leatzme. Zev, Zav, Zev, Erev, Yatha. There are 3 people. Each one made his own surrounding. There was an opening between each one and the other one, and they made an area all together. If the outer 2, their area is wider than the inner one. So basically, when standing in the inner one, you can have the one to the side being wider than you. If you're looking from the inner one to the 2 sides, it looks like there's nothing between the 2 of you. But if you're looking in the outside ones, facing towards the inner one, since the inner is smaller, then they see the size of the walls, that are enclosing the difference between the width of the wider one and the width of the smaller one. So what's coming out? The middle one is open to the outside. As respect to the middle, there's nothing separate between them and the outside ones. But the ones on the sides, they're looking towards the middle one, they do have walls. Because, let's say the 12 amas and the inner one is 8 amas, so each one has two amas on each side, going in towards the middle one, which is narrower. So then, Hagnam called Tzalkim, Ben Sai, a field of Hugodl, how they could use the middle one, even if it's very big, if it's more than the base of Sai, that's considered. We look at as if everybody's living in the middle one. And there you have Shloisha B'yachan. Yes, the middle one, everybody's living in there, because if you're standing in the middle one, you don't see any separation between you and the outer ones. But if it's certain those men called Tzokun, then not only that, but the outer ones, you also let them have as much as they want. It's as if three people living in the outer ones. The given Shenasu Sheyor Be'emza, since in the middle they combine together, the outer ones are considered like a courtyard serving the inner rishus. And the mayor, they can make it as big as they want, as long as they're using the area. Like we learned before, it's a foul. Others say no, but since the middle one is not cut up from the outside ones, the outside ones are cut up from the inner ones. So it says, in respect to the inner ones, it's as if three people are living there. So you give it as much as he wants. But each outer one is, he looks towards the middle one, there's a wall in between them, on the two sides. So, they are considered disconnected from the middle one. And therefore, they only get put out of the base of Sai. Mechon and Yesim is the Sai, Gamim Sai also. Now another problem. If one of the outer ones is also, and you're standing in the middle, there's nothing separate between you and the outer one. So if the outer one's also, you're also also. It's your person in life. And there's nothing blocking between him and the also outside one. If you have a situation that's the other way around, the outer ones are narrow, and the inner one is wider than the two outer ones. So you're standing in the outside ones, you're looking to the middle, there's nothing blocking between you. It's eight amas wide, and the middle one is even more than 8 amas. There's nothing dividing you. But if you're sitting in the middle one, and you look to the sides, you see that you have the walls on each side that are making up the difference between the width of the wider one and the narrow one. Yeah. So if you have Yachim B'Kol Efen, if you have one individual, each one of them, Einoisim B'Kol Efen, El Beis Hasayim, each one gets only Beis Hasayim. Echon is Yitzayim, Yaisim Beis Hasayim. One of them, Beis Hasayim, Ulevada also. Why? Because the one in the middle is not considered open fully to this one on the side, because he looks to that direction, he sees two walls on the, let's say, the left and the right, and only the middle is open. But if the middle one is too big, then it asks the other ones, because with respect to them, there's nothing blocking between them and the middle one. So it includes the Malkim also then. There's one in each one of the outer ones, and the two in the middle one. Oh, Shnayim, the two people, the outside ones. Ephraim, the Soy, there's one in the middle one. Nayisim, the Shnei Chitzoyim, called Tzokon. Even though before we said that there's nothing separating between the outer ones and the middle one, each one, and even so each one's considered distinct, but the case when you have there's two in the middle one, or two, you know, each of the outer ones, that combines the why the Hashiva Kamash Yeah. Since there's nothing between mechitza between the middle one and the outer one treats himself as if he has three people in the outer one, and therefore he can put it as much as he wants. Rashiva Kamashav and Saikila who mechitza. So since there's nothing divided between the outside one and the middle one, there's one in the outside and one in the middle, doesn't help for the outside ones. But there's two in the middle, or two on the outside, and one in the middle, so you have some total of three, there's nothing dividing between them, then the outside is gained from it. That which we say is considered that each one is independent is when the gap, the opening between the two of them is not more than 10 amas. If the gap between the two outside ones and the middle ones it's more than 10 amas, it's as if there's no machitza between them. Then we look at it as one big area, and if it's one big area, then it depends. If they're all together, and the three of them, they get as much as they want, as long as they don't leave a society in front.